Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. And now taking a look at some of the latest sports here for you on KJAN. Starting off with the baseball scores for you from last night's action. In baseball play, it was Creston topping Atlantic by a score of 6-1. Also, Coon Rapids Baird over Booyer Valley by a score of 12-2. East Mills beat Clarinda Academy 16-1 in three innings of play. Exira EHK over Woodbine 15-0 in four innings. Fremont Mills also went four innings to beat Essex 22-7. Clinton Ralston over Cam 8-3. IKM Manning beat Audubon 9-0. Lewis Central over Mason City 8-7. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Southwest Valley 10-0. Oldwood Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove a 6-1 win over Maple Valley Anthon Odo. Pleasantville 9-1 over Lennox. Shenandoah over Kemper Catholic 5-3. Sydney beat Stanton 7-3. St. Albert over Clarinda 15-4. Traynor beat Tri-Center 12-2 in five innings. Underwood over Missouri Valley 8-5. Wayne of Corydon a 12-2 winner over Mount Air in six innings. And West Harrison beat Adair Casey 10-9. In softball play, a few tournaments that took place yesterday. The John Stevens Classic in Creston saw Griswold beat Atlantic 8-4. Ankeny over Sioux City Heelan 12-2. Ankeny beat Creston 6-2. Bondurant Farrar over Atlantic 13-0. Bondurant Farrar also beat Sioux City Heelan 7-2. And Creston over Griswold 9-4. In the Edelbert Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove tournament, Denison Sleschwig over MMC 12-0. Logan Magnolia beat Kemper Catholic 4-2. Maple Valley Anthon Odo a 8-2 winner over Carroll. And Edelbert Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove 5-4 over Newell Fonda. In the Woodward Granger tournament, it was Abraham Lincoln over Madrid 10-1. Lewis Central beat Woodward Granger 8-7. Winterset over Abraham Lincoln 12-0. Winterset beat Lewis Central as well 9-6. And Woodward Granger a 12-8 winner over Pleasantville. Other softball scores for you: Boone over Clark Osceola 11-2. It was Exira EHK over Woodbine 12-0. Fremont Mills beat Essex 14-0. Martinsdale St. Mary is a pair of 14-4 winners over Southwest Valley. Southeast Polk beat Clark 5-4. Stanton 11-5 over Sydney, and Underwood beat Missouri Valley 4-3. That's a look at high school baseball and softball scores for you from last night. A game you heard here on KJN last night saw the St. Louis Cardinals pick up another victory as Lance Lynn threw eight innings of two-hit ball and Matt Adams homered on his first swing since coming off the disabled list, leading the Cardinals to a 1-0 victory over Jordan Zimmermann and the Washington Nationals Friday night. Lynn struck out eight with no walks against the National League East leaders, who had won 10 of 13. Trevor Rosenthal added three more strikeouts in the ninth, working around rookie second baseman Colton Wong's two-out error on Denard Span's routine grounder for his 18th save and 21 chances. Zimmermann gave up three hits, two of them by Adams in eight innings. The New York Rangers couldn't keep it together in the third period or in either overtime. For the third time in the series, all in Los Angeles, Rangers got outplayed in the latter stages and it cost them the Stanley Cup. They lost 3-2 in double overtime to the Kings on Friday night after rallying to take a one-goal lead in the second period. The Kings claimed their second cup in 3 years, winning the series 4-1. New York had scoring chances in both overtimes but couldn't convert. Henrik Lundqvist made a kick save but couldn't recover in time to stop a second shot by Alec Martinez at 14:43 of the second OT. The New York goalie collapsed face down on the ice as the Kings leapt in celebration as the Kings win that series 4-1 and take home another Stanley Cup championship. Also in other sporting news, the College World Series opens today with Texas playing UC Irvine in the afternoon and Louisville taking on Vanderbilt at night. The afternoon game matches the 75-year-old Augie Garrido of Texas against 74-year-old Anteaters coach Mike Gillespie. It's been an improbable run of the CWS for both. Texas went from last place in the Big 12 in 2013 to fifth, beat old rival Texas A&M twice in regionals and swept Houston in super regionals. UC Irvine lost eight of its last nine games in the regular season and was one of the final four at-large teams picked for the NCAA tournament. The Anteaters won at number one national seed Oregon State in regionals and knocked off Oklahoma State on the road to reach the College World Series. Martin Kaymer carries a six-stroke lead over Brandon Todd and to the third round of the U.S. Open at Pinehurst. Kaymer was a 10-under 130 through 36 holes, the lowest score ever at the midway point of a U.S. Open. His six-stroke lead also ties Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods for the largest lead heading into the round three of the Open. Kevin Harvick has secured the pole for tomorrow's Sprint Cup race at Michigan International Speedway. His pole winning speed of 204.557 miles per hour was the fastest since Bill Elliott set the previous record for fastest qualifying speed in NASCAR's top series in 1987. Points leader Jeff Gordon was second and Dale Earnhardt Jr. was third. Rod Higgins has stepped down as the Charlotte Hornets president of basketball operations. Higgins had been with the franchise for seven seasons and was one of owner Michael Jordan's first hires. General manager Rich Cho will handle all future personnel decisions for the Hornets, who have the 9th, 24th, and 45th picks in the upcoming NBA draft. Houston Texans rookie linebacker Jadeveon Clowney is recovering from sports hernia surgery after struggling with a groin issue. Coach Bill O'Brien says he expects the first player taken in this year's NFL draft to be ready for training camp. And the Kansas City Chiefs have released cornerback Brandon Flowers on Friday, shortly after finishing up 3 weeks of voluntary workouts in which the former starter was conspicuously absent. Kansas City has been bumping up against the salary cap, so the move to part ways with Flowers was largely expected. He was due to make $5.25 million this season, and the former starter carried a salary cap number of $10.5 million next season. The decision to release Flowers will save the Chiefs about $7.25 million this season and $7.5 million just next season. That money could be used to help the Chiefs sign quarterback Alex Smith and linebacker Justin Houston to contract extensions. Both of them are in the final year of their contracts. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.